More and more Hawaii residents are getting COVID-19 antibody tests. These tests don't tell patients if they're currently sick, but detect if they've been infected by showing if someone has antibodies produced after exposure. We looked at antibody tests and what this tells us about coronavirus in Hawaii.
Could I pause really quick and come right back? I'm just going to screen somebody. I'll be right back.
That's Dr. Kaohimanu Deng Akiona, a family care physician with Premier Medical Group led by Dr. Scott Miskovich. Akiona took time between screening patients to talk about antibody testing on the Big Island. The general public can get them now, not just healthcare providers.
The community is helping us kind of work through this process because how do we identify the antibody positives? How do we count them? How do we kind of make our collective knowledge stronger?
Premier began offering antibody tests on May 6th. It uses one of the few tests considered reliable and authorized by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. The state health department says antibody tests are still being investigated and shouldn't be used to make decisions about social distancing. Akiona says these blanket statements from the department that don't differentiate between reliable tests and unreliable ones undermine what Premier is trying to do: get more information about people infected with COVID-19. Clinical Labs reports Premier's testing results to DOH electronically, but only those who take regular COVID-19 swab tests and turn out positive get counted. But the antibody test can shed a light on just how much infection may have gone undetected. Hawaii Pacific Health recently conducted voluntary antibody testing on its healthcare employees. So far, about 3,300 tests have been processed. The results? Only 0.05% have come back positive for antibodies. That's a small number. Here's Dr. Melinda Ashton, an executive vice president at Hawaii Pacific Health.
I've never been in that camp that thought there was a lot more virus out there that we just weren't finding. And the antibody results being this low tells us that that's probably true because all of our employees are also members of our community. And so I think we've got a good snapshot of what this community has experienced, which is a very low level of circulating virus.
While Ashton is glad that COVID-19 isn't spreading in her hospitals, the low number raises some concerns. One is that not many of us have developed antibodies, so we're nowhere near achieving what's known as herd immunity.
It takes something like 60 or 70% of the population to be immune to a disease before you start to see herd immunity. And we don't actually know if antibodies to COVID-19 are protective. But there is this sort of hope that at some point we'll all be immune enough that this disease will go away.
That's one of the problems Tim Brown sees with using antibody tests in Hawaii. He's an infectious disease expert at the East West Center.
The level of exposure in the population is still comparatively low, which means what you pointed out with Hawaii Public Health, they found a very low positive rate. In some ways, that's good news, but it's bad news if you're hoping that the immunity was going to kick in and protect your people.
There may not be much COVID-19 circulating in the community, but Brown says we shouldn't let our guard down. He says with some less contagious diseases, it's enough to get infection down to a very low number. But with the coronavirus as transmissible as it is, one person's cough can infect many, many people. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.